This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. India and Chile exchanged agreements for cooperation in disaster management and cultural exchange. Both the sides also exchanged letter of intent on Antarctica cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, in New Delhi yesterday, covering the full spectrum of India-Chile relations. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said, Chile is an important friend and partner for India in Latin America. He said, during discussions, they identified several new initiatives to enhance cooperation in the coming decade. Speaking on the occasion, Chile President Gabriel Boric Font reiterated his country's commitment to enhancing bilateral ties. He highlighted the importance of strengthening commercial ties, investments, and critical mineral cooperation, which are essential to addressing global climate change challenges. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 will come up for consideration and passing in the Lok Sabha today. Talking to the media at Parliament House, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, who also holds the charge of Ministry of Minority Affairs, said that 8 hours have been allocated for the discussion on the bill in the House.
The Honourable Speaker made an announcement that 8 hours is fixed right now for Waqf Amendment Bill, and if required, we will take the strength of the House and extend the time for discussion. Government is very honestly and keenly looking forward to have a proper discussion on Waqf Amendment Bill.
The BJP has issued a whip to all its MPs in the Lok Sabha to ensure their presence in the Lok Sabha today. Meanwhile, the Congress also issued a whip to all its MPs in the Lok Sabha to be present in the House for the next 3 days. India's coal sector has crossed the milestone of 1 billion tons in cumulative production for the financial year 2024-25, reaching over 1,047 million metric tons. The Ministry of Coal has announced that this represents substantial growth of 4.99% compared to the financial year 2023-24 with a cumulative production of around 997 million metric tons. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that the Army Field Hospital established by an Indian medical contingent has treated around 104 patients as part of Operation Brahma in the earthquake hit Myanmar. 2 major surgeries were undertaken. The ministry also added that 1 Indian Air Force aircraft, C-130J, carrying 16 tons of humanitarian assistance and disaster relief material, arrived at Mandalay Airport in Myanmar. The humanitarian aid was handed over to Lieutenant General Myo Mong Ong and dignitaries of the Myanmar government. This was the first aircraft to land at Mandalay for HADR aid. NASA astronaut Sunita Williams has shared her excitement about reconnecting with her father's homeland, India, and sharing her experiences about space exploration with the people of the country. Ms. Williams made these remarks while talking to the media after her return from an extended mission aboard the International Space Station. In reply to a question about her views on India from space, the NASA astronaut described the country as amazing and highlighted the breathtaking views of the Himalayas she witnessed during her mission. Jayanta J. Bhattacharya today took over as the 18th director of the U.S. National Institutes of Health, NIH, which is the country's premier medical research agency. Dr. Bhattacharya is one of the senior most Indian Americans in the Donald Trump administration. He was nominated to the position in November and was confirmed by the U.S. Senate on March 25th. The top Indian American is in this administration is Second Lady Usha Vance. The NIH said Bhattacharya will play an instrumental role in shaping the agency's activities and outlook and ensuring they align with the president's Make America Healthy Again propaganda. In IPL T20, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. Earlier, Punjab Kings had won the toss and opted to field. Put into bat, host Lucknow Super Giants posted 171 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Punjab Kings comfortably chased down the target, losing only 2 wickets in 16.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.